There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great, smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. There is a race going on in the Republican Party. It is becoming a crowded race in CD4 to replace Stephen Horsford. And one of the people vying for that office is Sam Peters. He joins us in studio. Well, I was just looking at where you've been. You've been everywhere.
I like to get around, don't I?
No. But I mean, you're all over CD4.
I am. And you have to be. You got to go where the people are, where the voters are, and to get the word out. And that's what I intend to do. That's what I've been doing, and we're going to continue to do that. In fact, over the next 30 days or so, we've got some nice things planned up, and we'll get that out.
Well, one of the things that you do is you throw great parties. Your kickoff party on the 24th of September was phenomenal and amazing. And did you raise a lot of money?
We did well. You're happy. We never satisfied. That's the idea, right? We had a great turnout. We had over 100 people in the room. You were there. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. It was a really, really nice event. Lots of good vibe coming off of it. Lots of good follow-ups coming up. As far as donations and those kind of things. So it was the beginning. It was the official kickoff, and things are rolling.
Let me ask you. I know I've been getting emails from a lot of different office holders talking about the end of third quarter, and we need to get money in. And we got what are the deadlines that you're looking at as far as where you want to have a good number to be able to take to the Republicans in Washington, D.C.? When are the key dates for you?
Every day. Every day is an important day. The FEC deadlines are quarterly. So at the end of each quarter, September 30th was the end of third quarter. So everybody was pushing, myself included, making those last minute phone calls, trying to get folks that have committed to come through with that, so they can get those numbers in. The NRCC looks at those numbers. The RNC looks at those numbers. The state parties look at those numbers as kind of a gauge on where people are. And I will tell you that we raised more than twice what we did the previous quarter and in the same amount of time, and we're already off on a pace to double that again. So things are going well. And more importantly, in my eyes, the money's important because you got to get the word out. And people will tell you that are involved in politics, money wins races. I'll tell you, Donald Trump was outspent – what, 2 or 3 to 1?
2 to 1.
Yeah, and look what he got. So we're raising money. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And like you said, we're traveling around and we're going where the voters are because I want people to know I'm going to work. I'm not going to sit in the chair and raise money and spend money. I'm going to work.
I want to ask you because you've been, you sponsored the Pahrump Fall Festival. Mm-hmm. 4 days at the Pahrump Fairgrounds, connecting with I guess what hundreds of voters.
I mean, we had a prime spot in the fairgrounds near the food booths, and you know I had people coming across, running across the field basically toward in my direction from the picnic table, and you know they'd come up to the booth and say, hey, I just looked you up, I want to talk to you, and because my website was on the front of our booth and all that, San Peter's for Congress, for what it's worth. And they just come up and they just want to talk. And we would talk. And for 4 days, we did that, 16-hour days. And it was a lot of fun. And we connected with a ton of people.
Tell me what these people wanted to know. Now, again, we're 15 months ahead of Election Day in November. And obviously with the primary coming earlier. What is it people wanted to know?
They want to know if we were supporting President Trump, and the answer is yes. They want to know what's going to happen with immigration, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, I think. They want to know about term limits. They want to know, we had folks talking about education. We had people talking about the budget, how we were going to support veterans. They want to know that somebody's going to listen, and that's what we were there to do, and that's what we're going to continue to be there to do.
Let's talk, and by the way, the issues that matter to people, at least the folks you met in Pahrump, for 4 straight days, that's amazing.
It was good.
That's incredible. Support of Trump, immigration reform. Mm-hmm. Are there statewide issues that are involved at all? Water rights, land rights and things like that?
Yeah, property rights, land rights, and those kind of things are always, of course, important. I made it very clear to the folks that would ask about those very specific states' rights issues to make sure that they got out and voted Republican in the upcoming election for their state assembly and state senate districts. Because the reality is what we saw in 2019 in the assembly, if we don't change it and fix it and vote red, we're going to see more of it. In fact, people have come out and said, you're going to see AB, 291 and the gun control issues. It's coming back. And if we don't vote red and we don't fix that flaw, it's not going to be pretty.
So. Again, Sam Peters joining us. He's running for Congress in CD3, but there are issues that do cross over, mineral rights, water rights, all kinds of different things that do kind of cross over into federal races versus state races. I am curious, Democrats are running. Stephen Horsford, I'm sure, is going to run on the Nancy Pelosi record. The people you ran into in Pahrump, did they know how bad Nancy Pelosi and Stephen Horsford have done in combo over the course of the last, year and a half?
They're familiar with Nancy Pelosi for sure. Most of them don't know who Stephen Horsford is, and that goes into how he's doing as a congressman. If he is supposed to be our representative to the federal government, and the people in his district don't even know who he is, that's incredibly telling. And that's why, again, that's why I'm in all of the places I'm in, and that's why I'm getting out there and talking to the folks, because we have to understand who we're putting in the federal government. You know, it goes. You know, this impeachment thing that's going on right now. Most of these folks that are for this impeachment are career politicians. If we could keep electing politicians, that's what we're going to get. It says very clearly on all of the pamphlets that I issue. And as the founding fathers intended, I'm a citizen, and I want to represent the people of the 4th District and make sense out of our federal government for Nevada.
Where do people you meet come down? And I know that you don't just meet Republicans. Mm-hmm. You meet Democrats. You meet independents.
Yeah.
Where do they come down on impeachment?
It's interesting. Of the people I met in Pahrump, it's most top of mind because it was just last weekend, I met Democrats. I had a couple that were registered Democrat that asked me at the end of our conversation, how do I change from Democrat to Republican? they are not for impeaching President Trump. I had an independent come up to me, talk to me for 5 or 10 minutes, left, came back, and offered to do a fundraiser for me. They are on board with what's going on in America with President Trump. They're on board with what we're trying to do in this campaign. All I'm asking is an opportunity to represent the way people need to be represented and want to be represented. And they're coming around. People are coming on board.
Can I tell you, I had a friend of mine who told me the other night, Saturday night I think it was, that they were willing to go to work for the Trump campaign, mm-hmm. as long as he keeps building the wall.
Yeah,
you know, she'd like it if maybe he tweeted a little bit less. Okay, but that the sticking point is, yeah. keep building the wall. Yeah. And if he keeps building the wall, she won't just vote for him. Mm-hmm. She will go to work for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
And a lot of those are work for him for free.
Yeah.
As a volunteer.
Volunteer.
And that's what I get across the district. People often say the one thing that comes across what people don't like about President Trump is his communication methods. And I always tell them, if it didn't have the communication method that he has, what would be the alternative? He's a strong man doing strong things in the face of incredibly strong adversity. He's got to be loud, and he's doing it.
So. More with Sam Peters. We're going to talk about immigration reform because he's got a new proposal on immigration reform. We'll talk about what it is and how it would work, and also we'll update some numbers for you on border crossings. There's some new border crossing numbers that you need to know, that Sam Peters needs to know. We'll get them to you coming up in just a minute. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like.
Booyah!
It's magnifico.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I'll take you up to 12 noon. Joining us in studio, Sam Peters, running for Congress in CD4. He has been traversing this huge district. I mean, give him the broad strokes of the geography. For those that maybe don't live in CD4 and you don't know how big a district this is, Give us the makeup of the district.
Sure. So in Clark County, it's on the west side of town. It's north of the Summerlin Parkway, and it's in general. And if you follow Lake Mead across to Sunrise Mountain, and again north from there, it goes all the way through Mesquite, Lincoln County, White Pine County, and then it goes to the west, all of Nye County, and then continue to Esmeralda and Mineral County, and halfway up Lyon County to Yerington in the Smith Valley area.
That's incredible.
It's about 1,000 miles if you do the circumference,
because
I've done it.
And I was going to say, you've been putting a lot of miles on your car.
Yeah.
You just came out with an immigration reform package. And I noticed, maybe not coincidentally, the number one item on your list is build the wall.
Build the wall. Keep building. Keep building, President Trump. The reality is, I spent 10 years in law enforcement in the military, and then 20 years total in the military. And walls work. You know, there's a fence and a wall and a barrier around Nellis Air Force Base and around Creech and around all these bases. When you travel overseas, you protect your land, you protect your where you're operating by building walls, by whether it's a fence or whatever else, and then you defend it, and that's how you keep people from coming in and, you know, causing harm or stealing or doing whatever they're going to do. In the case of the southern border, I know you mentioned new numbers that came out. If you're going to get those numbers down, you have to have some effort at the border to stop the flow.
And by the way, those numbers, this is from the Heritage Foundation. Border Patrol agents took into custody approximately 851,000 people in fiscal 2019. So the year, the fiscal year that ended October 1, in the last year, 851,000. And those are the ones that were taken into custody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the folks, and you know this,
right,
from your law enforcement background, that doesn't count the people that got in,
right,
illegally and were not caught,
right,
or didn't volunteer, seek out a Border Patrol agent.
Right, absolutely. And more than that, to put it in a little more perspective, it doesn't also count those who have overstayed visas. Those who've overstayed visas, you know, we're talking about the southern border, but in the whole immigration plan that we're laying out, we look at the folks who have overstayed visas. The folks who have overstayed visas outnumber illegal border crossings 2-1. 2-1.
Wow.
So when we start talking about 800,000 folks that have been, 851,000 arrests, how many people didn't get caught? And then we look at the overstays, you know, we're in well into the millions.
Well, and even when people try and tell you, you know, we have 11 million folks that are illegal aliens or here illegally, the fact is,
We don't know that.
We don't.
11 million, mm-hmm. 20 million, 25 million. Yep. It could be any number. But building the wall was number one on your list. And in fact, let me give you the rest of these numbers, because 40,000 people were taken into custody in September. That is less than one-third of the 132,000 arrests made in May at the height of the surge. So whatever we're doing with Mexico, mm-hmm. Mexico is helping us, and apparently those numbers are coming down, way down.
The president has got his finger on this. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to negotiate with heads of state. He knows how to make things happen, and that's what he did with Mexico. He threatened sanctions, and a few days later they said, "Okay, we'll put some troops on the south side of the southern border." So,
if folks want to find this particular proposal, and it's your plan to fix what's wrong with our immigration policy, where can they go? Where can they find it?
Sure, you go to my website at sampetersnumber4congress.com, sampetersforcongress.com. If you click on press releases or news, it's right there. You can't miss it. Stop.
One of the things that a lot of folks running for office always point to are endorsements.
Yeah.
Because we all want to take advice from our fellow citizens on who's hot, who's not. You just came up with a major military endorsement. Talk a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So Lieutenant General Buck Bedard, U.S. Marine Corps retired, endorsed us in full 2 weeks ago. An amazing man. Had some great meetings with him. We've got some great ideas. He's going to be an advisor on the campaign going forward. And he's incredibly well-connected, as you can imagine. And the reality of it, the thing that I love the most about it, General Buck Bedard, he's a hero. You can look at his bio online and see some of the things he's done. He's an absolute American hero and a gem. You do not get Marine Corps three-star general endorsements unless they mean it and unless you work for it. And I'm incredibly proud that he's on board.
Third quarter is done. Mm-hmm. You had a great third quarter in fundraising.
Yeah.
Now the question is going forward, fourth quarter and beyond, what is it you need?
We need volunteers. If you go to the website and click on Get Involved, leave me a little note there on how you'd like to help. Get involved in the campaign, whether it's walking, phones, stuffing mail, those kind of things. We're building out the team and we're building out the volunteers. We have volunteers that are coming in on the daily, and I appreciate every one of them. We're going to start organizing them very quickly.
And if folks want to donate money, if they want to donate time, whatever it is, give that address again.
Again, it's sampetersforcongress.com, sampeters4congress.com. If you want to donate, there's a donate button, front and center on the website. If you want to get involved, again, just hit that Get Involved button. And again, the press release is on there as well under news.
And what are the events coming up this week? Where are you going to be this week?
This week, where am I not going to be? I'll be around town in various places. Some private meetings this week with fundraisers and donors and folks who are possibly some real estate coming up. So.
Ooh, I like that. Thanks so much, man. Be safe out on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you.
Sam Peters joining us, running for Congress in CD4. Stick around. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. Plus, the best of the Sunday shows. Oh, and the latest from the RNC. That's all next, live and local, now. $125 million. That's what we're talking about for the Republican National Committee. Fundraising in the third quarter just ended October 1. That is absolutely incredible. I had a chance earlier this morning to talk with Michael Joyce. He is the Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee in our nation's capital, and he talked about those amazing fundraising numbers.
Yeah, it's a testament to RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. It's a continuation of her record-breaking fundraising figures, and it really just emphasizes and underscores the fact that folks are in support of President Trump and his agenda, and they absolutely reject this baseless impeachment inquiry, which is really nothing more than a dog and pony show made for television that the Democrats are running right now. So, again, it's another indicator that the enthusiasm is really with President Trump and Republicans going into 2020.
Well, and even when you look at the numbers since Nancy Pelosi announced that she was going to begin an impeachment inquiry, whatever that is, or however that's different, that since then the fundraising keeps going up and up.
Yeah, and the thing that really sticks out to me is how much support we get from small donors as well. That's one thing that President Trump really doesn't get enough credit for, and it's something that a lot of the 2020 Democratic candidates try to toot to show that they have the most grassroots support. But once again, President Trump blows the door off of 2020 Democrats when it comes to grassroots support at a small level. So, yeah, I mean, it really just underscores, again, I can't say it enough. I know I sound like a broken record, but when you talk about where energy and enthusiasm is, I haven't seen an uptick in excitement like this since we had the push to confirm Justice Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
Michael, let me just ask you. Every day you wake up and you see the same tired faces, the Nadlers, the Schiffs, the Pelosis. You see Eric Swalwell looking for any bank of microphones he can find for another 15 minutes of fame. And yet the fact is the American people, I get a sense, and you tell me if I'm wrong, tell me if your polling shows this, that the American people don't buy it.
Yeah, look at what happened with starting with this phone call to begin with, and look at where the Democrats are. I mean, think about it. They're trying to impeach a president 13 months before an election based off of an anonymous whistleblower report with no firsthand knowledge of the call that took place. And they're doing all this behind closed doors. I mean, that is basically just saying we don't need the public for this. We're going to just go ahead and handle this ourselves. No need to even hold an election next year because we'll just impeach the president and you'll get whoever our nominee is and they'll be great. It's absolutely appalling. And yeah, I think the American people do see through it. I think they see that after the Russia collusion hoax fell flat on its face, now they're trying to just move forward with something else. So let's take a baseless whistleblower report from someone who doesn't have firsthand knowledge, and let's just try to take this over the course of the next 12 or 13 months to use it to try to sway the election. It's appalling. And I think the American people are sick and tired of Democrats focusing on how they can impeach President Trump, because they made it known on day one that this is what they wanted to do. Rashida Tlaib and Al Green have tried to get votes on the floor for impeachment well before this phone call ever came out. But it just goes and underscores that the Democrats can't beat President Trump on policy. They can't beat him at a ballot box. And the only way they can beat him is to impeach him. I don't see how that's a winning message to take to the American people when we have so many things that we need to get done in this country right now.
What can you tell me, Michael, about Whistleblower 2.0, the so-called second whistleblower? Is it going to be any better than the first whistleblower?
No, I think the report that there's a second so-called whistleblower doesn't change anything. You know, despite the left's continued attacks, the president continues to set the record straight. This is not an investigation, but rather about ending corruption, even if that means requesting the help of a foreign country. And, you know, President Trump did nothing wrong. There was no quid pro quo. Nothing inappropriate was mentioned on the call. No threats were made. The Ukrainian president even said that nobody pushed him on the call. So, again, this is just the Democrats understanding that they can't beat President Trump at the ballot box. So they're going to do everything in their power to justify this baseless impeachment. And that's why you have Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff continuing to peddle the same lies. You had Adam Schiff coming out basically fabricating what was going to come out in the report about the phone call, and basically just made the entire thing up himself to make it sound a little juicier than it actually was and try to sway the American people. But we know at the end of the day what's going to sway the American people is how much money's in their wallet. Do they have a good paying job? And if you look at all the economic indicators right now, this economy is continuing to hum right now. It's still booming. Wages are still going up. Middle class, medium household income is at an all-time high right now. So at the end of the day, I think the American people are going to focus on what President Trump has been able to do in the face of really unprecedented obstruction from Democrats, starting with the Russia collusion hoax and moving forward into this impeachment inquiry now.
How great was last week's jobs report?
It was great. We saw, again, a record low for Hispanic unemployment, for African-American unemployment. Women, I think, were at an all-time or a low since 1953. So, yeah, another good jobs report. We're still adding jobs. There's no sight of a recession coming unless you listen to pundits who are basically hoping and praying for one because they want to hurt President Trump.
Wow. The president's going to take to the road this week. Minneapolis, a traditional Democrat stronghold, and Lake Charles, Louisiana. What's involved in these two trips?
Yeah, I think the American people hear directly, directly from President Trump when he holds his Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis. Of course, you know, when you look at a state like Minnesota, the president is not only looking at states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, battleground states they carried in 2016. He's been looking to expand the map because his policies are allowing him to do so. And he's actually still welcoming new voters to our party. That's one thing the president doesn't get enough credit for. So when you look at Minnesota, 57,000 jobs have been added, over 2,400 manufacturing jobs. Their unemployment rate has gone down. They have a tax cut. So the policies of President Trump are clearly benefiting folks up in Minnesota. And I think you're going to hear him toot those policies directly to them and to the country as well.
Lake Charles, Louisiana, there is a governor's race, I understand, that the president's going to try and weigh in on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to take out John Bel Edwards. He's been one of these Democrats basically jumping on board trying to obstruct the president's agenda. So we need to make sure that folks down in Louisiana come out and support John Bel Edwards' opponent. And we need to make sure that we elect more Republicans down in Louisiana as well.
Let me just ask you, is there a strategy as to where the president goes at this point? And without doing a spoiler alert, I'm just curious if there's a rhyme or reason as to where the president goes, where he doesn't go.
Yeah, you know, without giving away the secret sauce, what I can tell you is that every rally the president holds around the country is very strategic. There's a very specific reason he's holding him in all these places. And, you know, all I can say is that's what's exciting about seeing the president going to places like Minneapolis, holding the rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico, El Paso, Texas, places that are non-traditionally supportive of Republicans, generally speaking. So I think you're going to continue to see more of these locations where, you know, just like 2016, a lot of Democrats were scratching their heads saying, why is Donald Trump going to Michigan? Why is he going to Wisconsin or Pennsylvania? This is a waste of time. These are Democrat strongholds. Well, of course, you saw the president turn around and win those states. So it's very strategic, and I think you'll see more of the same moving forward.
Michael Joyce joining us. He is the deputy press secretary for the Republican National Committee. You sit there in Washington, D.C. You watch the president every day in the face of historic bad news relative to impeachment and things like that. Yet this president keeps producing for the American people. Can you talk a little bit about how this president, you know, keeps the wheels turning in spite of the fact that that every day more bad news in the media, breaking news from CNN, MSNBC? How does this president do it?
You know, it was funny when he had his press conference with the Finnish president last week. They were basically talking about this, and President Trump said, you know, basically getting attacked every day, it's like putting on a suit for me. You know, I think that's absolutely true, because this president truly cares about the country. He cares about the hardworking men and women of this country. He puts the American worker first. It's so refreshing to have a president that finally does that and focuses on the American worker. And that's what President Trump does it for. And if you talk to folks around the president, that's what they all say, is that he does it because he loves this country. He loves the American people. He wants to see the American people first thriving in this country. And he continues to do that with his policies. And, you know, I think that's why President Trump is happy to do it every single day, is because he just truly loves every single person in this country and wants us to succeed and to lead the way across the globe.
Michael, in our final couple of minutes, I want you to talk to and take as much time as you want. The job that the RNC is doing right now all across the country, here in Nevada as well, in SoCal, the data, all of the things that you're doing to turn this country around and essentially reelect this president. Can you talk about some of the things that you've done, not just in the fundraising arena, because that's been phenomenal, but some of the other things that you folks are doing nationwide, voter reg, different things like that?
Yeah. So the great thing about this historic fundraising that we have, thanks to President Trump and his agenda, and Chairwoman McDaniel, we don't just sit on the pile of cash, we put it to work. And so if you look at the DNC right now, they're completely broke. They're in debt. They didn't raise a ton of money during Barack Obama's tenure. All of the money and data that should have gone to the party went to Organizing for Action, which is Barack Obama's group and his campaign. So as soon as Barack Obama left, there was nothing in place for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats in 2016. Contrast that to what the RNC has been able to do. And, you know, this all started after we lost to Barack Obama in 2012. We did an autopsy. We took a long, hard look at what we need to do better to not only win the presidency again, but to continue to win up and down the ballot. And what we noticed is that our data operation was lacking. So we've poured over $300 million into our data operation. It's very big brother. What I can tell your listeners is that we have over 3,000 data points on every single individual voter in this country. Those are public records, public information, consumer data points that we're able to purchase and things like that. And it really gives you a better snapshot of each individual voter in the country. So it's not Mike from the RNC is, 85% conservative, but it's Mike is 85% likely to go vote in this election because of X, Y, and Z issues. So we take that. We have a permanent data-driven ground game in all of our battleground states that absolutely includes a state like Nevada. And what's so great about our program is what we do is we train everybody, all of our volunteers, any activist or political operative, anyone who wants to get involved with President Trump's reelection and to help elect Republicans, we train them as staff. We don't train them as help or volunteers or anything like that. They're treated exactly like staff so that after an election cycle goes away, the team that's focused in your neighborhood, it never goes away. So if you want to get a stop sign put up down the end of your street, if there's something going on at the local level that you want to fight, you have an entire field team locally focused with folks that maybe you go to church with every Sunday who lives down the block from you who are knocking on your doors instead of having a swamp creature like myself coming and knocking on your door. So our data operation and our ground game go hand in glove. And the information we gather at the doors, over the phone, that gets pumped right back into our data operation. And, those are the things that will determine turnout. That's going to determine who we need to talk to sway the election. And again, this is something that Democrats simply don't have. So it doesn't matter who their nominee is going to be. It could be anybody. Pick a candidate. They're not going to have what President Trump and the RNC are going to be able to deliver, not just to reelect President Trump, but to help reelect Republicans up and down the ballot here in 2020. So our ground game is huge and massive in Nevada. We have a ton of staff on the ground already. We're hard at work. We have a state director. So you're going to see a very large footprint once again from the RNC in unison with the Nevada Republican Party. So expect to see our folks on the ground. They'll probably be calling you and knocking on your door. And we look forward to speaking to every single voter in Nevada to make sure that we can get President Trump elected and hopefully win the state again here in 2020.
In our final minute, I got to ask you, I've got a friend. She tells me the other night that she essentially is ready to vote for President Trump, did not vote for President Trump in 2016, and has voted traditionally Democratic for most of her life. But she's willing to vote for the president if he gets the wall done. And that wall is being built even as we speak. For somebody like that, where do they go? How do they get involved? At what levels should they get involved?
If they just go to GOP.com, we have an action center and they can get plugged in right there. And just to your point, we absolutely are building the wall. We're right now with funds appropriated and approved already. We're on track for over 500 miles of new border wall that will be constructed by the 2020 election. So the wall is coming. And, you know, it's great to hear those things. I was watching CNN last week and they were talking to a voter up in Michigan and they said something pretty similar. They said, I was going to come out and vote for Joe Biden. I didn't support Donald Trump in 2016. But after seeing what the Democrats are doing with impeachment, I really have no choice but to turn around and vote for President Trump.
That's Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary, the Republican National Committee. I'm running late on a break. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery. featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Take a break. Come back. Get to your phone calls. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is next, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, it seems like the election is kind of like a football game that you got a great big bet on. If you're at the one-yard line and you need to score to win that money, are you going to take the politest guy in the world, weakest guy in the world that doesn't want to offend anybody, carry the ball? Or do you want the meanest SOB that you know is going to score carry that ball?
I'm trying to think of who it is. Matt Millen. Matt Millen, the former president of the Detroit Lions. When I was working in Detroit covering sports, he said, and he got in trouble for saying this. He says, you know, a football team, to be a good football team, you need at least a couple of what I would call thugs, and he used the word thugs, on your team. And he was right. Now, he got into trouble. You know, the evangelicals got all over him about, oh, now, come on, they're using the word thugs. Oh, that's horrible. It's terrible. But the fact is, it's true. And if you look at really good football teams, a lot of them have a couple of three what you'd call thugs, really mean, nasty people. And no, you're right. You're right. And maybe that's why the ad, I don't know, have you seen the latest RNC ad? For the president?
Sure. I've seen the one where they're showing Biden quite often. I'm at my kitchen most of the time, so I don't see a ton of the ads yet.
Yeah. There's a new ad. In fact, I'll bring you the ad tomorrow. And it's good. It's really good. Let's go to Dave. Dave in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's amazing radio station. Good morning. Hi, Dave.
Almost afternoon. Hey, What good does it do for the Republicans to raise that much money when the Democrats can just call 1-800 election riggers and cut the ballots? You know, and nobody can investigate this. And what good does it do when half the Republicans in the Republican Party, they're not Republicans? So there's no more abolitionists in the Republican Party. There are all these people from the Confederacy and all these other places. Rigged elections, rigged Republican Party, and implementation. The Democrats take over one increment at a time.
I pray that does not happen. I think what you're going to see with the president on the top of the ticket, you're going to see a different, you know, people always measure this against 2018. And there's no comparison to be made. There just isn't. Tomorrow, an update on Allegiant Stadium from the guy that knows. Tommy White will join us. We'll get the very latest on construction. Will they be ready to go in late July for our first event at Allegiant Stadium? We'll talk about that. Also, we'll be talking about statewide politics. Oh, and more talk about impeachment as well. We'll do that and more coming up. That's tomorrow, live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you.